Hello, it's Thursday, October 13th, and you're listening to Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. As you can now hear, as opposed to see, we're trying something a little bit different with Wing TV. What we're doing is testing new possibilities for the show due to how whenever we put a new show up there, it gets bogged down because of this dramatic increase in listenership. So what we're going to do is try different things. And as I told Lisa before the show, is we have a work in progress here. Wing TV, this is the first of its kind. And we're just trying things different.
Right. What we're doing is experimenting with a new MP3 format. And until I learn how to integrate all the other elements of our show, like the music tracks that we usually play, you're going to hear audio in the interim.
Right. And what we want to do, at least this is the something we discussed before the show, is maybe filming a regular Wing TV on Monday and then leave it up there till Friday, and then on Friday film a new show, and in the interim on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday do MP3 shows, audio shows, and then leave those shows up there on a daily format. So what's happening is that when we put a new show up, there's so many people watching it at once, is that's what's creating the bog down. And this lasts for hours and hours. And even with people downloading, it still creates a problem. And here's what it boils down to is, we have two possibilities. We can either charge people to watch and listen to this show, which we absolutely refuse to do, or we can buy more bandwidth. Well, since we just tripled the amount of bandwidth that we already have, we can't afford more, so we have to come up with different possibilities.
Right, and we don't want to forego the photo gallery, because I love doing them, and I get so much great feedback from the people that watch our show. So we're going to keep doing the photo galleries at the end of the show on the filmed days.
Right.
But on the audio days, you're going to have an audio MP3 clip, which will decrease the amount of bandwidth suckage that's going on and perhaps allow more people to access our show.
And then, I mean, as they say, necessity is the mother of invention. So what we're doing is trying different options because we want to make this show and this information available to everyone. And it would be great if we could afford unlimited bandwidth. But at this time, we can't do that, so we're just trying different things. So give us your ideas, your feedback.
And bear with us and have a little bit more patience, we ask of you, because I am trying to teach myself this new format. And as you know, the computer stuff that goes on is not so easy
all of us. So the other good thing is that Alex Merklinger is having us on his show every Friday night from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what this does is it allows us to go more deeply into the news than we've been able to do here on Wing TV. And one thing that's most disappointing about what we're doing here is that it's been distracting us off of our mission and off of our message. I mean, we were so focused up until a couple weeks ago. And what's happening is that the people in power, and we're going to talk about that in a minute or so, but they don't like what's happening on Wing TV because we are so focused and we're putting out information that they don't want out there in the public domain.
Right. Well, certain individuals and groups do not like the direction that we are taking with 9/11 information. That direction is discussing the physics of the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. And if you notice, there aren't too many people out there talking about the physics. We have been doing so for many months now, and a lot of people don't want us doing it, and they are trying to silence us in a number of ways.
And that's interesting that Lisa brought that up, because more and more so, people have been emailing us, and they realize the problems we're having being hacked here at Wing TV, and believe us, we're still looking into this behind the scenes, trying to determine exactly what's going on. But more and more people have been telling us that they don't think that it's the government doing this to us. They actually think it's some force in the alternative media or the Patriot movement that's doing this.
There are a lot of people within the alternative media with connections to the government, and especially people in 911truth.org. And so we have to just go do the best we can and keep plugging away, and they're not going to silence us from talking about the physics of the controlled demolition. They tried to silence us at Ground Zero. Paul Isaac Jr. did his best to silence us because they don't want to go there. They don't want to talk about the physics.
And just think for a moment, what if we came on Wing TV someday and says, we know now who did this, who was responsible for the hack, and it wasn't the government. What would you think that someone right within our own community was the one ultimately responsible
thing
for this?
The thing is, you don't know that some
Why
of these
no?
people aren't directly connected with. Look at David Kubiak. Look at Kyle Hintz.
Well, that's what I'm saying,
Danny
though.
Schechter.
I'm saying them with or in conjunction with the government. I'm not saying it's solely one or the other, that they're mutually exclusive, but that it's originating from someone in this alternative media. Because if you would see what's going on with these message boards, and it's very simple what we're trying to do, especially with 9/11, is we're getting to the crux issue and saying this is a controlled demolition. That's their Achilles heel.
Well, you know, the 9/11truth.org people are still saying that the public it would be resistant to this information. I have news for them. Everywhere we've gone, to Washington, to D.C., to Oklahoma City, we spoke to people about the controlled demolition of the Trade Center, and they were very receptive to it, mostly very receptive.
Right.
Yet these people in the alternative media and 911truth.org do not want to openly discuss these matters in public. Why?
And it's like Nico Haupt says, is if you listen to them, they have their ongoing mantra, where they'll say, well, we really don't know what happened. Now, we do know what happened. It was a controlled demolition. Or they'll say, well, the public isn't ready for it. That's like Kyle Hintz, when he was on Wing TV after the show was over, he said, well, the American public's just not ready for the truth. Now, not only is that an arrogant elitist attitude, but this is exactly what the government would want them to say, that they don't want. Or they want to make it appear as if the American public just can't handle the truth. Well, that's BS. That's totally bogus because we've rarely met people that aren't ready for the truth.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you are charged as being a disruptor for challenging someone else's ideas, then so be it. And I've been charged as a disruptor in some of these 9/11 groups because I challenge their ideas. I challenge the status quo. And it's been over 4 years. Now, either we want the truth to come out about what happened on 9/11 and what didn't happen, or we don't.
Now, since Lisa mentioned disruption and disruptors, we get accused quite a bit about starting trouble within the alternative media or the Patriot movement. But if you look at what happened yesterday, Mike Rupert from the Wilderness put out the most arrogant, the most unbelievable panhandling letter we've ever seen in our life. And what he's doing is he's asking everybody out there that they want to raise $130,000. He wants you to pay for the production of his next video. He wants you to help him move up to the Great Northwest and on and on and on.
He wants you to help four of his employees and their families move. He wants more than $130,000. Now, you tell me, do you have extra money to pay Mike Rupert's way, to pay his employees' way, to pay their families' way? Don't any of these people work regular jobs?
Right. And what we've done here at Wing TV is we've so exposed people like Mike Rupert that 2 years ago he was able to raise $130,000. Now, I'd be surprised if he's able to raise $13 because people realize what a con man he is, what a leech he is, and the narcissistic arrogance of doing something like that, especially when you consider the economy we're in right now. Gasoline still is $2.60,
right.
$2.70. Everybody's heard the news reports about heating oil and natural gas doubling or tripling. By this winter, it's going to cost people over $1,000 more to heat their homes. Yet Mike Rupert, because he refuses to go out and actually get a job, is sitting there begging people for money so that he can produce his next DVD.
Right, and he fills his piece that he sent out yesterday, his piece of writing, with a lot of unsubstantiated information. And he throws things out to you and expects you to just take his word for it that this is the way it is. And I don't know how many excuses we read in that piece of writing, but it was just beyond lame.
Now take a second and imagine if none of these exposés on Mike Rupert would have been done. And there were numerous that we wrote. And after we started writing this, it seemed like many other people started writing their own exposés on Rupert. And this guy's completely blown out of the water now. Everybody knows the peak oil stuff is a scam, that Rupert's doing the dirty work for big oil. And what if none of this info would have came out? Rupert would have put out this bogus begging letter, and everyone would have thought, oh my God, Mike's going to save the world. He might have collected $230,000 this time. But as it stands now, nobody, except for the Kool-Aid drinkers. I mean, I'm sure there's people that would allow Mike Rupert to come in and defecate on their living room floor. But as it stands now, almost everybody knows that this guy's a con man, that he's insane, and that he just lies through his teeth. Nobody takes him seriously.
I don't know if he's insane or not, but...
I think he's insane.
He's going around telling people that we're calling for his murder, which is absolutely ridiculous. Anybody who's ever listened to our show knows we have not advocated murdering anyone. We've advocated people being sentenced in a court of law as war criminals and traitors for perpetuating the 9/11 government myth. But we don't call for anyone's outright murder because Victor and I aren't murderers.
Well, and it's funny because up until Rupert started passing this info around about how we were going to assassinate him or get some hit squad out, we hadn't even mentioned Rupert's name in months and months and months. He's been off our radar for so long because he doesn't exist anymore. He's a nothing. He's a nobody. Then all of a sudden, it seemed like Mike needed something to, like, put into his begging letter, so he comes up with Wing TV. We hadn't even mentioned his name, and now he's supposedly the ones that we're trying to assassinate. I mean, how convenient and how bogus can you get?
Yeah, we did get a little advanced warning of this piece coming out by an anonymous person
a
few days ago who said that Rupert is out for our asses, and we better watch out. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens next. But people, if you send this guy your money again, you're being very foolish.
Yeah, well, I'd take it further than that. I'd say you are the biggest sucker to come across the pike in ages, because this guy, if you read my piece that's on the Wing TV homepage right now, it's all spelled out why he wants this money. I mean, he wants to produce a video, but then there's nothing about profit sharing. He's saying that he doesn't want to go in debt to raise this money.
No, he wants you to go in debt. He said he doesn't want a loan. He wants you to just give him free money.
Scot-free.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I mean, I said, like, what if GM, General Motors, came out and said, we want to produce a new car, but we don't have any money for it, so we want you, the American public, to finance this car, but we're not going to share the profits with you. We're just going to put the money then in our pocket. It's unbelievable that the gall that he has, and he thinks he's going to get away with it. Well, after his letter came out, it only took a few hours until Wing TV put this rebuttal in there. And already, people are emailing us and just saying, thank God somebody's out there exposing this con man.
You know, there's nothing, I don't know if there's anything that I despise more than grown men who are able to work that will not work. And we see this more and more on the internet now. We see John Kaminsky doing it. We see Truth Out guy. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. William Rivers Pitt.
William Rivers Pitt.
And they're begging and begging and
begging.
And now
we see Mike Rupert, and he's asking for more than the other two, like way beyond what they're asking for. It's just ridiculous. People, get out there and work.
Yeah.
And these are grown men.
If you would see what we have to go through to put this show on the air, I mean, this comes out of our pocket. We're not begging. And Lisa's right. It's so embarrassing. I mean, how can somebody lose such self-respect that they're going to go out there and panhandle for money when...
Well, they stoop to such levels. They start airing their dirty laundry. I mean, you can almost hear violins playing in the background. They're telling you every sob story to get you to sympathize with their plight. Well, hello, I don't sympathize with your plight. You're able-bodied. You're not quadriplegic. You know, you have a lot of disabled people all over the country who work. You're grown men. Get your thumb out of your butt and go get a job.
I mean, I was talking to a woman here the other day. She says to make ends meet, she's working three jobs right now. Two as a waitress, and then one someplace else. So she's literally working morning, afternoon, and night. I also know another guy that's 68 or 69 years old that's working, and another guy 72 years old that had a heart attack within the last year that went back to work to make ends meet. If they can go out and do it, how are all these other people, how can they look themselves in the mirror when they're holding that tin cup out? And like we said, we would love to have unlimited bandwidth, but I'd rather starve to death in a ditch and die than come out and beg for money from you good people out there listening, because I know you have your own families, your
Absolutely.
Own bills. You have to pay for gas for your car. You have to pay for taxes and everything else. How could I look myself in the mirror begging money from you? It's pathetic.
It's like he doesn't even care that the people out there have families to support. They have mortgages to pay. You know, they have car payments, food bills, transportation costs. What is he thinking? His needs and wants supersede your own?
Yeah. And when the worst part, and I mentioned it already, was when he said, I don't want to go into debt. But that's all right. You guys can go further into debt to pay for him.
He wants more money from the free cash cow. I think the cow should stop producing milk.
Yeah. Now, last but not least, tomorrow we're going to put up a new article. It's going to be on all weekend. And it's going to be about this explosion of information that's been in the media, including the mainstream media, over the last month or so. And I'll tell you, it's pretty amazing how often controlled demolition now is in even mainstream media sources with this this chaplain that was fired.
Intikhab Habib.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't fired, forced to resign. Plus all these other sources. So we're going to put this up there, and we're going to let you read it, and then ask yourself, should we listen to 911truth.org, people like Nicholas Levis, and people like Kyle Hentz that says, the American public isn't ready for the truth. You're ready for the truth. Don't listen to these people because they're mollycoddling
you. I'm glad you brought up the controlled demolition, because Morgan Reynolds has agreed to be on Wing TV next Friday, and we're very much looking forward to speaking with him again. And something interesting regarding Morgan Reynolds and 911truth.org, they had a recent event out in Colorado, and they canceled Morgan Reynolds as a speaker.
Now, can you imagine the slap in the face? Here's a man that was a former Bush cabinet member.
An economist and an independent scholar. And the man has more credentials than probably anybody at 911truth.org.
Right. So here's a guy that so opposed to everybody else in the Bush administration, he actually has a conscience and came out and told the truth about what happened on 9/11. He should be lauded as heroic for doing this. So what does Michael Woolsey or whoever organized this event out in Colorado do? They schedule him to appear, then slap him in the face and take his name off it and disinvite him. This is such appalling behavior.
Well, and now they have an upcoming New York event, and he has not been invited, but they are already talking within the 9/11 Truth Alliance group, which is 911truth.org's internet group on Yahoo. They're already talking about making sure he doesn't speak there.
And when we were down in D.C. on July 24th, I believe it was, for the D.C. Truth Convergence, and all of the various speakers were up there on stage, and when they came off, nobody commanded as much of a crowd for as long a time as did Morgan Reynolds. He was there for, what, an hour and a half? Never once was there not a throng of people all around him. He was sweating in the hot sun. You could tell that his face was red, but he never left. He kept talking. He kept answering everybody's questions. And what more can you say about a guy like that? And then they disinvite him. Why? Because this guy is getting so close to the truth, talking about the controlled demolition, that these fake gatekeeper, phony 9/11 organizations don't want this information getting out. It's like Nicholas Levis, when he had a chance, when he spoke with Newsday a week or so ago, he had a chance to speak about the controlled demolition, and he said that he believed that the towers came down because of airplanes hitting them.
Well, when I challenged him on that statement, he very snottily said that he was misquoted by the reporter for Newsday. But you know what, Levis? You wouldn't be misquoted if you didn't say the wrong thing to begin with.
So then Lisa asked him again, point blank, in this Truth Alliance group. She asked him point blank, Nicholas, do you believe that the towers came down via controlled demolition or not? And guess what? He refused to answer the question, didn't
he? Now, I guess we're supposed to believe that he actually does believe in a controlled demolition, but not enough to discuss it in public or with the media. How much could he possibly believe in it? Right. As Morgan Reynolds says, the long knives are drawn now. The fake poser 9/11 untruth mafia is trying their best to silence people who really want to expose the truth. People like Nico Haupt, who they will never silence. People like us, who they will never silence. And people like Morgan Reynolds, who they will never silence.
And you can see the desperation now, the lengths that somebody or some people are going to silence Wing TV. They thought that we'd get so discouraged that we'd just quit Wing TV. Well, guess what? We're never, ever going away, and we're going to keep out here fighting until we're 90 years old if we live that long.
Right, we might have to do things a little different every once in a while, but we will not be silenced because the truth has to come out. We're not going to let 9/11 go down as a lie.
Right, so we're going to be back tomorrow. Now, give us your feedback about how this show went today. We're going to see how much room it takes up, how much bandwidth. Tomorrow we're going to be back with a filmed version. We're going to play one last John Lennon song for the photo gallery. So we'll be back tomorrow. We're glad you're tuning in, and we're not going away.
Keep up the good fight. See you tomorrow.